All kinds of farms operate on the Buffalo River watershed and have for generations. But a new industrial swine farm, the first of its kind in the state, is under construction near Mount Judy in Newton County. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a coalition of unlikely opponents have emerged to block it.
The Buffalo National River courses through a half dozen Ozark counties, a patchwork of wilderness and small farms. But west of Mount Judy in Newton County, adjacent to Big Creek, tributary to the Buffalo, an intensive swine breeding operation is under construction. C&H Hog Farms will house up to 6,500 sows, boars, and pigs in metal concrete floored barns. Perpetually pregnant and nursing sows will be confined to gestation and farrowing or nursing crates. After several weeks, piglets will be gathered in batch pens and fed until they reach slaughter weight. The barns will be washed out daily, wastewater piped to holding tanks, settling ponds, then stored in a large clay-lined lagoon. This so-called confined feeding animal operation, or CAFO, was permitted by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, ADEQ Deputy Director Ryan Benefield.
This is the first one in the state to be permitted through the NPDES program.
That's EPA Clean Water Act jargon, NPDES, the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System. In this case, more than 2 million gallons of liquid hog manure discharged annually, all of it spread onto surrounding pastures. New EPA CAFO rules were proposed in Arkansas several years ago. Notices were posted in the state newspaper, and 6 public meetings were held. The agency received a dozen comments, and a new general permit went into effect in November 2011. Then, last June, C&H Hog Farms was the first to apply to ADEQ for a CAFO permit. ADEQ posted notice on its website for 30 days. No comments were received because few people saw it. C&H Hog Farms owner Jason Henson declined talking on record about his business, but ADEQ Deputy Director Ryan Benefield said he will be held in strict compliance.
We designed the general permit that they're operating under to be protective of the environment regardless of where the facility is located within the state. And if they follow the terms of the general permit and their nutrient management plan, they should be able to operate without any effect on Big Creek or the Buffalo National River.
But Kevin Cherie, U.S. National Park Service Superintendent in charge of the Buffalo National River, says that the farm poses a threat. He first heard about the hog farm last December, so Cherie contacted ADEQ with questions and concerns.
You know, we're fairly convinced of the potential negative impacts that it could have on the water quality and therefore the concerns over public health and safety.
Kevin Cherie was told that the state's new CAFO permit provides no exceptions for the Buffalo National River watershed. National Park Service staff routinely monitor water quality on the Buffalo and its tributaries, giving it high marks. USDA Arkansas Farm Service Agency, which is providing a loan to C&H Hog Farms, conducted an environmental assessment, and FSA listed the National Park Service as a cooperating agency. Not true, said Kevin Cherie.
Yeah, we were disappointed because we share a building we lease here in Harrison with the USDA, and no one thought it, significant enough to notify us.
FSA's environmental assessment found the swine factory farm will have no significant impact on the watershed. Superintendent Kevin Cherie and his staff shredded that study, contacting FSA in late February, documenting 45 mistakes. When queried for this report, FSA State Director Linda Newkirk said she'd not had an opportunity to review Cherie's complaint, so could not comment on that, nor why she included the National Park Service as a cooperative agency. Superintendent Kevin Cherie.
That it didn't raise a level of concern for anyone living within the state that's involved in this type of processing of paperwork is just it's discouraging.
In a letter of complaint to ADEQ, Superintendent Cherie requested a moratorium on CAFOs be placed on the watershed until further notice. While ADEQ cannot do such a thing, the Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission can and has. In October of 1992, Randall Mathis, then director of the commission, at the time the state's lead environmental authority, ordered a 2-year moratorium placed on water discharge permits for any new hog and dairy operations on the watershed. Of 40 large hog, poultry, and dairy farms then operating in the region, half were found to be in violation. Plus, a new 500 swine breeding operation was in the works, just a quarter of a mile away from the buffalo. PC&E Commissioner Randall Mathis also ordered a water quality study and monitoring program, which all led to stricter regulations and fewer farms over the years. That controversial moratorium also led to a legislative shakedown of PC&E a year later. Today, only the full commission, not one individual, can order a moratorium on agricultural permits. On March 4th, 150 concerned citizens packed the regular monthly meeting of the Newton County Quorum Court. Clinton Daniels, a cattle farmer and Quorum Court member, was there.
The Quorum Court is in full support of the hog operation.
And Clinton Daniels is puzzled why opponents don't seem worried about the impact 1.5 million annual visitors and hundreds of imported Rocky Mountain elk are having on the river.
And they stand in the water about two-thirds of the time in the summertime, so they're not too concerned about it either, it sounds to me like.
Lots of park visitors stop off at the Ozark Cafe in Jasper for a breakfast of eggs and bacon. Americans consume as much as 50 pounds of pork per year, on average. Michael Doherty slathers lard gravy over hot biscuits this morning. He's president of the Buffalo River Chamber of Commerce and has been fielding lots of questions about the hog farm just 15 miles northeast of here.
I'm hearing from everyone, and literally all day long, 50, 60 emails coming from everywhere.
Including recreationists and businesses that normally don't take an environmental stand.
And we're creating, and we just arrived at a name, we're creating a Buffalo River Watershed Alliance. And we're throwing down the gauntlet, working in a broad coalition to identify strategies that will manage these sorts of situations.
Unlike most watershed advocates, Doherty supports clear cuts of forest and herbicide applications to expand elk habitat on the watershed, a popular tourist draw, but opposes the factory farm. The Buffalo River Chamber of Commerce counts 60 members, including canoe and kayak vendors.
It will be the Pupilo. So we'll be floating down the Pupilo.
Seated across from him is kayaker Ellie Wilson.
You know, the smell of cow manure, horse manure, pig manure, that's the smell of money, but not in these kinds of concentrations. And if no one has ever seen or observed a factory chicken, pork, turkey, whatever, fill in the blank operation, I think they would be shocked, they would be appalled. People wouldn't see the difference in the buffalo the first day, the first week, the first month, but over time, all the runoff, all the contamination is going to change the river in ways that people can't even imagine.
Ellie Wilson was raised on a Texas cattle ranch, so knows what she's talking about. Still, she's going to work with the new alliance to block the hog farm. Among numerous small cow, calf, and cattle ranches on the Buffalo River watershed are 8 poultry factory farms. 6 are turkey operations, which raise batches of 30,000 birds, along with 2 20,000 breeder hen farms. These are not CAFOs. They're too small, but poultry ops are strictly regulated by the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. And while ADEQ has control over hog waste, it doesn't regulate air emissions, which contains ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, and methane, a greenhouse gas. According to its permit, CNH Hog Farms will use odor suppression technology, but opponents say fumes from the operations place neighbors and a nearby school district at risk. Mount Judy School District Superintendent Richard Denniston disagrees. He says he's not heard one complaint about the hog farm.
I'm telling you, they wouldn't do anything to harm Newton County, the school. It's 200% welcoming a program that's going to bring more assessment to Newton County, which is one of the poorest counties in the state of Arkansas. It's going to bring jobs.
Agriculture is the backbone of the local economy, Denniston says. But so is recreational tourism. The Buffalo River runs free thanks to the Ozark Society, which staved off a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers impoundment back in the 1960s. That effort led to the National Park Service to survey this stream and designate it as our nation's first national river in 1972. Ozark Society President Bob Cross is an emeritus professor of chemical engineering at the University of Arkansas. He had no idea a hog CAFO had been permitted on the historic watershed.
Well, I was shocked that this was happening. I was disappointed that we didn't see it coming and weren't aware of even the possibility of something like this.
Bob Cross says he's sympathetic to the farmer in pursuit of a livelihood.
But in the broader picture, I think it's just almost out of the question that an operation of that magnitude should be within 6 miles of the Buffalo and on one of their tributaries of the Buffalo River.
National Geographic Society recently declared the Buffalo National River as one of the top 10 underappreciated parks in the United States, citing the efforts of Arkansas conservationists who championed protection of the watershed. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.